Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Rescue crews pulled several people from the rubble of collapsed buildings during the night, including a 10-year-old boy saved with his mother 4 days after a huge earthquake wrought death and destruction across southern Turkey and northwest Syria. The confirmed death toll from the deadliest quake in the region in decades stood at 21,000 in both countries on Friday morning. Hundreds of thousands more people have been left homeless and short of food in bleak winter conditions, despite desperate for a multinational relief effort to alleviate their suffering. Syrian state media reports President Bashar Assad has made his first public appearance in the earthquake-devastated areas of Syria. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
4 days after the 7.8 magnitude earthquake, Assad and his wife Asma visited wounded patients at the Aleppo University Hospital. Aleppo is Syria's second city, already scarred by years of heavy bombardment and shelling. Aleppo is among the most devastated February 6 earthquake cities. Assad has been meeting with delegations from countries sending aid, but until now, those have taken place in the capital, Damascus. Friday's visit to Aleppo marks his first visit to the earthquake-affected areas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Turkey is discussing reopening a border crossing into Syrian government territory, a Turkish official said on Friday, enabling earthquake aid to be sent directly to areas under President Bashar al-Assad's control after a decade of enmity. It's also looking at opening another crossing into Syria's opposition-held Idlib region, the official said. Turkey and Syria broke off diplomatic ties after Assad responded with force to a 2011 uprising against his rule, which just spilled into the civil war. This is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers demanded answers Thursday from top U.S. military officials asking why a Chinese balloon surveilling the United States last week was not brought down sooner. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more from Washington.
The Chinese balloon shot down last week carried devices to intercept sensitive communications, the U.S. State Department said Thursday, as U.S. lawmakers demanded answers as to why the balloon was allowed to cross the country before being shot down. But top U.S. officials told lawmakers the decision to wait to shoot down the balloon over water was beneficial. The Pentagon argued the damaged balloon will provide important information about Chinese surveillance efforts. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
Russia unleashed a new wave of missile strikes on energy infrastructure across Ukraine on Friday, causing power outages, restricting water supplies, and prompting new calls by Kyiv for Western arms. At least 17 missiles hit the southeastern city of Zaporizhia in an hour in the heaviest attack since Russia invaded Ukraine in February last year, locals said. The national grid operator said drone and missile strikes on power stations and transmission facilities overnight and during the Friday morning rush hour damaged energy facilities in the eastern, southern, and western Ukraine. Russia has announced it'll cut oil production by 500,000 barrels per day next month after Western countries capped the price of its crude over its action in Ukraine. A deputy prime minister said Friday, quote, "We will not sell oil to those who directly or indirectly adhere to the price ceiling." The group of seven major democracies have imposed a $60 per barrel price cap on Russian oil shipped to non-Western countries. Moldova's government collapsed Friday as its pro-Western prime minister resigned, adding to a series of crises that have gripped the small nation since Russia invaded its neighbor Ukraine. She told a news conference that, quote, "The time has come for me to announce my resignation," and said no one expected her government, elected in the summer of 2021, would have to manage so many crises caused by Russian aggression in Ukraine. Her premiership was marked by a long string of problems, including an energy crisis, skyrocketing inflation, and several troublesome incidents linked to the war. A new government will be nominated soon by the president. It needs to be approved by Moldova's 101-seat parliament. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA